This is the Composer's Datebook for August 28th. I'm John Zeck. On today's date in 1850, the Hungarian composer Franz Liszt conducted in Weimar the first performance of Lohengrin, a new opera by the German composer Richard Wagner. Liszt was determined to make Weimar famous, musically speaking, despite the rather provincial nature of the forces he had at his disposal. For the Lohengrin premiere, Liszt had to go out and buy a bass clarinet, since the court orchestra didn't own one, and he beefed up the number of violins from the usual 11 players to a grand total of 18. As for the singers, they were hardly world-famous superstars. The title role of Lohengrin was sung by a local tenor named Carl Beck, who had also been a pastry cook in Weimar and would later return to that profession as a master baker in Vienna. Even so, Liszt's unprecedented 46 rehearsals apparently paid off. The premiere of Lohengrin was a big success and helped put both Weimar and Wagner on the map. Ironically, Wagner himself was unable to attend the premiere of his new opera. He was a wanted man on German soil, having participated in the unsuccessful Dresden Uprising of 1849, and there was a warrant out for his arrest on the charge of high treason. Liszt had helped him escape to Switzerland, and while his opera was being staged in Weimar, Wagner himself was at a hotel in Lucerne, listening in his imagination, he later told Liszt, as each scene unfolded. For more on significant premieres that you can attend in your imagination, check our website, composersdatebook.org. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.